This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People. The Chippewa Church, formerly known as St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church, celebrated its 120th anniversary in 2015. The church, built to overlook Lake Superior, 1 mile east of Grand Marais, was once at the heart of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century village of Anishinaabe people. Mrs. Josephine Zimmerman was the first person confirmed in the church just after it was blessed in 1896. In her letter to Olga Soderberg, then director of the Cook County Historical Society in 1971, Mrs. Zimmerman shared her own personal memories of St. Francis Xavier, and also the story of the Great Forest Fire of 1907. Dear Miss Soderberg, here are a few captions on the Chippewa City as I recall them. In about the years 1884 to 1900, I would say, there were between 75 and 100 families that lived in Chippewa City. There were the Morrisons, Cadences, Caribous, Wishkups, Perros, Droulards, Phillisons, McLaurins, Frosts, Laplantes, Newtons, Aniquots, and many more. Many of the homes were burned in the fire of 1907. The Catholic Church was newly built at that time. I distinctly remember the fire. It was in the month of September, and after I had made all my berry preserves for the winter. I had three children at the time, Carrie, who was 4, Robert, who was 2, and Eva was the baby. The fire was so bad that we buried most of our furniture, along with my preserves, in the sand down on the lakeshore. We, along with hundreds of other families, were put up in army tents. There were 2 big vessels out in the harbor, ready to take people aboard in case the fire reached the shorelines. It was the sailors off these boats that saved the church from burning. I was married in this church on November 10, 1902. Most of my 11 children were baptized there also. The first cemetery I recall was between what is now Backlands and Beckwiths, below the road and close to the lake. There was a huge cross erected there. When they acquired the land where the cemetery is now, they moved all these bodies. There was a huge statue of Jesus that was in the church for many years, and then it was moved to the Catholic Church in Grand Portage. I don't know whether it is still there or not. I received my first communion in a private home. It was the home of John Morrison Sr., as we only had a visiting priest who came once a month from Canada. There were about 20 of us who received at this time. Mrs. Anna Corcoran was one of them. Then we took our confirmation in the church at Chippewa City when it was blessed. There were many converts at this time. Many received their first communion, confirmations, baptisms, and many couples had their marriages blessed. Much of the money raised to finance our new church was by basket socials. The baskets were made by hand out of birch bark, and of course all the food was home-baked. The lumberjacks in the vicinity, and there were many of them, were our best customers. I hope that this will be of some assistance to you. Sincerely, Mrs. Josephine Zimmerman. This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People. A series produced by Stacy Droulard, with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.